Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and my guest on the air with me here today is Jean Walker. She is with the Thomas Jefferson Garden Board. And so, Jean, thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, Jean, as people hopefully will have some things out there that they're watering and taking care of, and they got some of their garden and variety of flowers going already this year. But let's talk a little bit about some of those issues that people might be running into this time of year. Can you kind of explain what you're doing currently on your own personal garden and flowering plants?
Sure. Right now, we are going to be fighting blight, fungus, and we're going to have a lot of bug issues. So we need to be out there checking for those and trying to stop whatever's happening. And you can do that by getting what I use is a chemical called 7. And you can get it in liquid form, granular form, or powder. I know if you use powder, you'll probably need to redo it, because if you're watering or we have a lot of rain, it's going to wash off.
Okay. When you're talking about the blight and the insect issues that we could be seeing here, what are some of the signs that people should be looking out for to tell them that, hey, there's an issue going on?
Okay. Let's say your vine plants.
Okay.
There's different bugs that'll get inside the stems and suck the juice out, basically. So your leaves will kind of die off or curl up or go away. So you know you have some. And of course, there's a lot of times you'll be able to actually see the bug on the plant.
Okay.
So you just got to be ready for that. On your tomato plants are the same way. They'll be like white. They might turn white a little bit. That's kind of a fungus. Or the leaves will turn brown at the bottom and kind of die away. So you have got blight and different things in there that you need to take care of.
Okay. And then as far as flowering plants go, like in pots and stuff, what would be some signs that people need to watch out for the issues there?
Okay. In your flowering stuff, you can get thrip. A lot of times you get thrip and they get inside the actual bloom and they take the nutrients out of your bloom, so your blooms won't be as nice. That's kind of the same thing. So with those, you can get this product called like 2-in-1 or 3-in-1. It's usually granular. And you just sprinkle that on the ground and then kind of water that in, and then that gets into the stems and different parts of the plant that'll take care of your insects.
Okay. Well, with that being said, let's talk a little bit about overwatering versus underwatering. I think that's the great decision in my mind of how much do I water versus do I overwater stuff. So can you give us some helpful pointers in different aspects of gardening and flowering plants there?
Sure. One of the first things you need to do, you always have to make sure if you're pot planting, is your pot has to drain. Make sure there's always drainage. You don't want the roots sitting in water. You can either do that by drilling a hole in the bottom or making sure your pot has a hole in the bottom, or putting some rocks or gravel in the bottom of your pot so that water, you know, sits down there instead of stays in the plant.
Okay.
You're better off to underwater than overwater.
Okay.
Because if you overwater, your plant will basically die.
And it'll drown itself?
It'll drown itself, yes.
Okay.
And it'll just kind of wilt away, and you'll wonder, well, what's wrong with my plant? And that could be because the drainage isn't good enough or you are overwatering. Most plants need an inch of rain a week, like in your garden or even your flower pots. Now, if you're planting in flower pots, a lot of times they'll need water every day because pots dry out faster than your garden itself. You don't really need to water things in your garden unless it's really, really dry every day. And a drip system would be very nice. And you could even put drip systems in your flower pots.
Okay.
So you just got to be careful. You're better off, and if, like your flower pots, if you put your finger down to your second knuckle and it's really dry, it needs water. If you put it down and it's damp, I wouldn't water it.
And then we were talking about this before we got on the air here too, Jean, is that the time of day when you water things is kind of critical too.
Yes, you want to water first thing in the morning. You're better off watering in the morning. All plant roots do not like to go to bed wet because they're going to sit in the water. And they need to have that drying period because the roots will soak up the moisture in the morning. So by evening, they don't need any more moisture and they're kind of in their growing stage. And that a lot of times we'll call, it's like watering tomatoes. You want to make sure you water from ground level, because if you water over top, that's what causes a lot of the fungus problems and different things.
Okay. All right. Now let's talk a little bit about late season plantings versus stuff that should have been planted maybe earlier or right now. Can you give us some pointers as far as specific vegetables that people can still plant now or even later on this year, and maybe some of those flowering plants as well?
Sure. Flowering plants you can plant anytime. You can still, because I know there's a lot of places now having their big sales.
Sure.
And you can go and you can take the deadest plant, and if you plant it and treat it right, it will be beautiful. And when it comes to vegetables, I mean, like right now, you could plant your green beans again. You could plant any vine crops. I know people think that's a little different, but you can plant like your acorn squash or whatever, and you'll still have a good crop of acorn squash. And the later you plant your vine crops, the better off you are, because you won't get all them plant problems as you would if you plant it first thing in the, you'll still have plenty of crop to get you through the fall and put in your fruit jars or whatever.
Sure. Preserve it for over the winter time. Let's say, you know, people go on vacations all the time during the summer. And so, you know, they might be sitting their plants in gardens alone for a week at a time, and you choose the unfortunate part of the really hot part of the summer to leave, and you don't have any watering going on. People might come back and see that their plants have maybe curled up and died, but there's a way to kind of combat that with this concept of deadheading your plants.
Yes. You always need to deadhead. All flowering plants need deadheaded. If you don't deadhead, they won't rebloom. Like here in town, there's a lot of wave petunias growing in the pots and different things. And wave petunias are wonderful because they take care of themselves. Them are about the only plant you really don't need to deadhead.
Okay.
It helps just for cosmetics, but they take care of themselves. But they can get long and leggy. So you just take a scissors and you trim them off, and then they'll just flourish again. They'll rebloom and do great. If you need plants that are going to last while you're gone, there's things like lantana that will, blooming vinca, I mean, they do well in dry weather. And something else you could do, if you have pots outside, you could put ice cubes in them.
Oh.
Take a bag and just put a teeny hole in there with ice cubes, and it'll slowly water them while you're gone. Or some people take the 2-liter bottles of water pop or whatever and put a small hole in that and fill that, and then they'll slowly water while you're gone. Or you hire one of your best friends to come in once a week and water your plants for you.
And there's a look at our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Payton, here with Gene Walker, who's known as the Plant Doctor with the Thomas Jefferson Gardens Board. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.